Praise the Lord. Wonderful is your name, Jesus. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of your throne, your saints have dwelled secure. Sufficient is your arm alone, and our defense is sure. Lord, I praise you today because of who you are, our mighty God, the God who created this universe and placed us as your children, Lord, in this world. Thank you. Thank you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We honor you this day for your goodness and for your mercy towards us. With hearts of thanksgiving, we come to you, Holy God, and this our first day of our 40 days fast. We are engaging in this spiritual discipline with a deep desire to hear from you. Lord, we confess our weaknesses and our disobedience in engaging more in this discipline. And so, Father, we ask, please forgive us. Forgive us, dear God. We recognize the importance of coming before you to seek for the spiritual breakthrough that we need in our lives, in our communities, and in our world. Today we say, as the songwriter, open our eyes, Lord, we want to see you. We want to see you, Jesus. We want to reach out and touch you. Open our eyes. Open our hearts, just, Lord God, to hear from you as we engage, as you engage. In your earthly ministry, Lord, grant us that spiritual desire to touch lives, O God, all around us with the needs that are so evident. Lord, we acknowledge our dependency upon you. We have no might, nor do we have strength, but our eyes are upon you. We say, as the psalmist David, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our help comes from you, Almighty God. Throughout the scriptures, there are many examples of people fasting and praying before experiencing miraculous outcomes. We saw Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights before receiving the Ten Commandments. Instructing your people Israel how to love you, how to serve you. Oh, we read of Nehemiah, who fasted and prayed before rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And Lord Jesus, you fasted and prayed to overcome the temptations of the devil. Jesus, you instructed the disciples, not if you fast, but when you fast. You knew the disciples would need the supernatural power that comes from you. That's the only weapon that can defeat the works of the enemy. So, Lord, we need that supernatural power today. So we come. So, Lord, we are in obedience to your words. We are gathered here today with the sole purpose that you break the stronghold of the enemy that hinders us in our relationship with you. We, as your church, Lord, have committed to 40 days of prayer and fasting. Lord, we come to seek your wisdom. We come to seek your power. We come to seek your grace and your mercy, oh God, to help us. And we are confident of the fact that you will help us, for you have done it before, over and over again. We have seen, oh God, people who have put their trust in you, who have laid their confidence in you. They were overcomers, Lord God. We see the early church fasting and praying, and miracles were accomplished. Oh, the apostles, they were bound, some were in prison, but through prayer and fasting, God, you open windows, you open prison doors, you open, Lord God, and set your people free. God, we are not here these 40 days just to go through ritual, depriving ourselves of physical food. But Lord, we come to you that we will be filled with the Spirit of God. We come to you, Lord, that we will experience Pentecost all over again. We pray, Lord God, that as we come in this season of fasting to undo heavy burdens and to set oppressed free. Because we look around us, Lord God, and it seems as if the enemy is winning the war that he is raging against your people, against people of all different walks of life, Lord. We see the suicide rate. We see the drug addictions. We see all the challenges that face our world today. We see our leaders, Lord, running out of options as how to combat the warfare that we're in. But Lord, we look to you today. Open our eyes to see you as Isaiah saw you. Oh, hallelujah. Sitting on your throne, high and lifted up. The train of your robe filled the temple. And so today, we ask you, Holy God, that our hearts, oh God, would be so turned towards you that we will see you in your might and in your power. That the enemy cannot win. You are God. You stand ready to deliver your people. And all you are asking of us as we come today is that our hearts be at the place where we will experience your might and your power. So we look to you today. We thank you for the obedience of your daughter and helpers that have put this program together for us to come together in this fashion for 40 days. God, I pray that you will honor her, Lord God. Honor your people by bringing revival in the hearts of everyone, even the youngest among us, Lord God, that there will be a change, there will be a revival that is so evident in our lives as we go forward in the power of your Spirit. Oh, that the enemy, the plans of the enemy would be destroyed. He will be subdued. And Lord, we will experience a new awakening that we have never experienced before. We will experience the richness of your grace and your mercy. We will see miracles around us, Lord God. And in turn, we will bow our hearts before you. And we will cry out to you. We will praise you. We will give you all the glory, all the honor. For you deserve the glory. You deserve all the praise. And so each and every one that is involved in this endeavor for the next 40 days, I pray, God, that each day there will be a new experience. Hallelujah. A new experience each day, a new song, hallelujah, oh God. And the coming together at the conclusion of this time of prayer and fasting, oh, we will experience the richness of your grace, glory and honor and praise be to you, Almighty God. Bless us as your people. As we turn our eyes up to you, may we see you in your power and in your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen.